This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Big news from Thailand to get us started, and it's good news because the government, the cabinet of the government of Thailand is now backing a bill allowing same-sex unions. So this will be, if go through, the second country in Asia to legally allow same-sex couples to almost wed. It's not quite a same-sex marriage, but it's very close. They endorsed the bill just this past week, permitting same-sex unions, and along with a suite of other legal amendments to, give same-sex couples the same rights as heterosexual couples. It will now be put to a vote in the House of Parliament, and there's a subcommittee being set up to work on the draft before it goes to the floor. So this is potentially really big news.
So is that like civil partnerships? Is that the equivalent that we'd be familiar with?
Yes, it's looking that way. So they haven't drafted all the details, but it certainly looked like that is where it's going. And it's kind of, I think since Taiwan went ahead with same-sex marriage, a lot of Asian countries have at least been looking towards it. Thailand hasn't been making any noise about this at all. It just sort of popped up as it's already been approved by cabinet. So it's really a little bit caught us by surprise.
But in a good way.
In a very good way, I think, alongside Taiwan, so yeah. Alongside Taiwan would be the second country in Asia, which is great news. And Thailand has always been quite progressive and open towards LGBTIQ rights.
And I think this sort of does send a bit of a message, or perhaps gives a bit more permission to some other Asian countries to go forward with this. It's no longer something for Western countries. It's happening within their region, and it's not causing problems. So perhaps this is a bit of a catalyst for other countries to look at it as well. Stefan, you've been keeping an eye on the Netherlands.
Yes, the Netherlands. So, I mean, obviously the gender is sex is a feature that's of national of ID cards and passports, and the Netherlands are trying to phase that out of identity card by 2025, saying that there's no need to display sex on ID paper. And what I didn't know, it's actually the sex category on passport was only introduced in 1974. I didn't realize it was so.
Recent.
Yeah, recent. That's recent. The word. Thank you. I didn't realize it was so recent, and it came from a quote, the International Civil Aviation Organization saying that there was a rise in, quote, unisex attire and hairstyles, meaning that photographs have become a less reliable way of deciding the traveler's sex. So now it seems to be taking a step back and saying, well, they're not saying they're going to remove it from the passport, but definitely from the Dutch identity card. And it's been, the legislation's been drafted. It's not gone through, obviously. It needs to go through all the process. But and apparently sex was only introduced on birth certificates in early 19th centuries in France to decide who could be drafted to war.
Oh, that's pretty. I did also see, actually, from the Netherlands that they're also looking at guaranteeing LGBTI rights within their constitution. So there's a bit of a move going on there as well. So when we covered a few weeks back that ranking of LGBT scores in Europe, I was a bit surprised that, Netherlands, I think they came in about number 12. So seems to be quite a few things happening to really push their LGBTI rights ahead again. Paul, where are you taking us to?
Well, tonight's the news that I've got is from the UK. Instagram has announced that it is going to block anything that promotes so-called conversion therapy. So that's processes that aim to alter a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. Now, the social media giant did announce earlier this year that it was going to no longer allow adverts for conversion therapy, but now it's actually gone as far as saying that it will not actually allow any content on them. The spokesman said, "We do not allow attacks against people based on sexual orientation or gender identity." However, they did say that it may take some time for their policies and processes to get upgraded to actually take these the content out.
Yeah, it's a good
thing. This is a good thing. It's bringing them in line with some of the other social media platforms, and I think it's just something that you keep on having to evolve as people try different things to share their messages.
I was surprised by the as you say, a growing number of countries have actually outlawed the therapy, including the United States, Canada, Chile, Mexico. There are some that have nationwide bans on it, and Germany has outlawed the treatment on minors. But unfortunately, it is still legal in the UK, where this news article comes from.
And to finish off, across to the US today, where Scrabble, the board game, has become the latest front in LGBTI rights, because there was a proposal to remove 230 offensive words from the game of Scrabble under the official rules. The company that produces Scrabble endorsed it. The North American Scrabble Players Association had a committee to look at it, but they were only 50-50. Now, the idea that some of these words, the N-word is in there, bum boy, poofs, all those sorts of words have been legal within the game. You can score points. The panel really said, oh no, we won't push ahead with this. They have been overruled. The executive of the Players Association said, no, this is not fitting with the current societal values. All those words will be removed from the official games of Scrabble.
So is that the ones where they actually do it in contest as a sport, not when people round the table at home just using any old dictionary?
Well, no. So the board game maker has said they're changing their official rules as well. So I think there'll be some fights over some kitchen tables at some stage into the future. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.